Checking some topicality.
Yeah, some little wacky little items in the news. Listen to this. Movie extras in the laid-back land of Hula of Lahui, Hawaii, got a Hollywood-style tongue-lashing from director Rob Reiner, who used a bullhorn to broadcast his anger with a cursed-filled tirade. Witnesses said Reiner snapped and began yelling at 250 people who'd been waiting to shoot for more than 7 hours Friday because of rain and other delays plaguing the production of North on the island of Kauai. The cause of his tirade was unclear. That's wacky. 7 hour delay and a bullhorn laden. The things you see when you don't have a tape recorder. But, you know, I guess it's pressure. Pressure gets to us all. That's why I have my my way of avoiding it. You know, a lot of people say, Grace, you never go off. I mean, I hear you ranting and raving, but it's good. Well, I have a little outlet here. Oh, yeah, it's my bone dry martini. And, man, is it good. And I listen to this. Expert discloses long and short of Marilyn Monroe's toe. Listen to this. If your second toe is longer than your big toe, you're the stuff of legend and myth. That's what they say. This guy is a self-styled toe expert. He says he's collected several suitcases full of long toe lore. Classic Greek statues have long second toes. So do the hunks in Leonardo da Vinci's anatomical drawings. Venus has long toes. Yeah. Marilyn Monroe had they say that second toe. If you got a long second toe, that means you're real passionate. It's the mark of intelligence, sexual prowess, or authority. And only 10 to 15% of us have this long toe. How do you like that? You know, I was reading this, sitting there. You know, I do a lot of reading before I drift off into a coma-like sleep. Sitting there on the edge of my bed. My honey usually drifts off. I just look at her sweet angelic face, and I'll grab the paper. See if I get some topicality for the next day's shriek. And then, man, I read this, and I was like, geez. Long second toe? Marilyn Monroe's toe? Wait a minute, I got my own toe expert. Hey, hey, wake up down there. Hey, hey, hotshot. Man, I just pounded on my headboard. He's like,
whoa, there's a reversal. I usually wake you up. Now there you are waking Mommy's in a deep sleep, buddy.
I need you a second here. About this toe business. Have you noticed? I'm reading about Marilyn Monroe. She had a long second toe. Apparently, if you have a long second toe...
Well, you have a long second toe. And look at how powerful and sexual you are. Many's the night I've cowered under the bed as you and your honey performed the flying gamma hooch. It takes a man with a long second toe to even invent the flying gamma hooch. Chain hanging from the ceiling, basket hollowed. You recall, Grease, I've been with you a long time. I remember when you used to wail to the picture of Mary Lou written on the Wheaties box.
All right, let's not bring up ancient history now. But do you know about that? Have you lived under beds like they say Marilyn Monroe had that long toe? That's why she was such a shag spot.
Well, I have a confession to make. I lived under the bed of Marilyn Monroe.
You lived under the bed of Marilyn Monroe?
Yes, and the stories I could tell. Jack, sneaking in late at night. Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? Why do you think we lost the Bay of Pigs? He wasn't there to give the order. He was there putting the stones to Marilyn. By then, it was too late after he achieved his Shangri-La. The quest to oust Castro was lost.
My God, you ought to go on A&E with the lost... Maybe you can bring an answer to this.
Oh, and Bobby. Oh, how I would love to get some of Bobby's toes. Something about him just got on my nerves. I'd watch him during the congressional hearings. Senator, you mean you have an ongoing criminal enterprise and you would have us believe that there is no mafia? Senator.
Well, he did have that kind of Boston accent, didn't he?
toes at. God.
So you saw, like, Marilyn's toes?
Yes. I saw every inch of Marilyn. You see, it was I, hungry for her toes, that caused the death. I was tasting one day, and I was about to lop it off when she saw me there. I had no other cause. I had to kill her. And kill her I did, or she would have revealed my existence.
My God, you killed Marilyn Monroe? But I thought she died of a poison suppository.
Yeah, buddy. I'm still smacking my lips over that one.
It's the all-new Policeman Show.
All right, we're going to take a break here and be back. Still lots of action as we work up a head of steam. Stand by for more of the Greaseman Show.